Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, I'm Madigan, and you're listening to Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist, a podcast that explores the world through a personal feminist perspective. Oh, hello, everyone. How are we doing at the end of this week? I am finally feeling like my life is going back to normal after a week and a half or so on the road and getting all caught up on podcast stuff and all that jazz. And one of the things that I was working my little tushy off was the new Patreon episode covering the first half of the book Savage Appetites by Rachel Monroe. I love this book so far, and there's a lot of different topics from the book that I talk about in that episode. So if you are interested in hearing any of that, click on the Patreon link in the show notes below or go to patreon.com/angryneighborhoodfeminist. You can join the book club at the $5 level. And if you want to join the feminist faves level, that is $8 a month. And you also get these episodes ad-free and a little bit early. There's also been some random bonus content that I've thrown up on there. And also, Mad Gabbin with Madigan will be coming very, very shortly. I believe that is going to be replacing the Feminist Book Club come 2024. So I'm going to get that all set up, but I really want it to be a cool place for people to anonymously send me questions or have little confessionals sent, whatever. I'm going to read them on the air and respond to them, and I think it would just be really, really fun. Again, just go to patreon.com/angryneighborhoodfeminist to join the fun over there. And I think that's all I have to discuss to stall with today. Unfortunately, I wish I could stall longer because I've got a very, very tragic and upsetting story to share with you all. On Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, there were two separate mass shootings in two locations in Lewiston, Maine. Reports have varied with the number of victims, but the numbers that I was seeing most frequently were 18 people killed and 13 people injured in these two attacks. Police, fire, and rescue personnel arrived at Spare Time Recreation, a bowling alley and family restaurant, at 7:15 p.m. after the report of an active shooter. Shortly after that, a second shooting was reported at Shemenge's Bar and Grill, which is about 4 miles away from the bowling alley. The Androscoggin County Sheriff's Office and Maine State Police alerted residents to an active shooter at around 8 p.m. And this is where it gets really scary, in my opinion, because this shooter is still at large. A photo of one person of interest has been released by the Androscoggin County Sheriff's Department, showing the suspect holding a high-powered assault-style rifle. The suspect's name is Robert Card, and he's 40 years old. He's considered armed and dangerous. Card is a certified firearms instructor and a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. He had also recently made threats to carry out a shooting at a National Guard facility in Saco, Maine. It has also been reported that Card is suffering from mental health issues, including hearing voices. In response to the mental health claim, Card's sister-in-law spoke with CNN saying that she didn't believe that he had a history of mental health issues. She said, "This is something that was an acute episode. This is not who he is. He is not someone who has had mental health issues for his lifetime or anything like that." Former colleagues from the Army Reserve remember him as being a nice guy and very quiet. I don't love what the sister-in-law said specifically about how this incident isn't who he is. I'm sorry, and this is just my opinion, but if you have it in you to murder over a dozen people, to me that is who you are. Only a very specific kind of evil person can hold that kind of intent in their hearts, and everything else that is quote-unquote good that you've done in your life is just washed away. Like, a normal person does not feel that kind of hatred. And you know what? Evil people can also be incredibly smart and manipulative. They can show the people in their life what they want them to see, and they know how to play the game. So I do not doubt that something has been simmering in this man for a very, very long time. And it doesn't surprise me that there's people around him who are vouching for him, because I feel like for the most part, people are smart enough not to really show their darker and bad sides to people around them, like especially not their family, not the people that they work for, so on and so forth. But then it's also concerning that now they're saying he's experiencing hearing voices. And you know what? I also think that there's this idea that mental health can evolve and change through time. I have a family member of mine who has bipolar disorder, and I don't know this family member very well, so I don't really know what their behaviors were like growing up and so on and so forth. But as far as I knew him, he seemed like a well-adjusted, regular guy. He got married. He had two kids. He was a dad. He was in the Air Force. He was a pilot and worked with airplanes, like very, very smart guy. And all of a sudden, he started exhibiting really extreme symptoms of bipolar disorder and would go on like months and months long manic episodes that could not be contained, could not be controlled, were at times incredibly dangerous. And it was really bad. This person lost their partner and they don't get to see their kids as often. It's so sad, because it's like, again, you feel like you know that person and you know that they're a good person. And thankfully, my cousin never did anything violent, but there were some times that he put other family members of mine in some really scary situations. But it's hard to reconcile. But if the person that I knew walked into two separate locations and opened fire and just straight up murdered so many people, I don't think that I could even recall a positive memory if that happened. And I think that there is a possibility that the symptoms of mental health issues can evolve through time. Again, y'all, I am not a professional. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the ins and outs of any of these things. This is just based on other things that I've read in my life and things that I've learned throughout, you know, my time going through treatment and speaking with other people who have mental health issues and things like that. So I'm not trying to say that I'm any sort of authority on this subject, but just in my experience, I wonder if some of those symptoms can evolve, if maybe there's a trigger, so on and so forth. Or was he always just kind of simmering beneath the surface as this person who had it in him to be murderous? Because it's really hard for me to reconcile that someone can just snap and do something that terrible. Sorry for going on that incredibly long rant there, but you know what? I guess not sorry. It's my show and you're listening. I just really don't think that now is the time to be defending the shooter. You don't need to be defending your family member at this point. All you need to say is that you feel terribly for the victims and their families and those who have been affected by this horrible tragedy, and shut the fuck up about everything else, because honestly, I don't care. The Androscoggin Police Department is advising all businesses to lock down or close while the investigation continues, and residents of Lewiston and the neighboring town of Lisbon are under shelter-in-place orders. There are also some areas surrounding this part of Maine who have suggested a shelter-in-place order. So if you are in that area, maybe go online and see what your recommendations are for that. Because please, to all of my listeners in Maine and the surrounding states, please, please, please be safe. And another thing that I wanted to say about this case is that right now we're focusing so much on finding the person who did it, and our attention and focus is on that. But once this person is caught, that's when all of the feelings are going to come up and when the healing for everyone is going to begin. So I just wish all of the people affected by this horrible tragedy comfort in some way on their healing journeys.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I do really, really want to do a palate cleanser. I wanted to share another topic, but I also wanted to make sure it was something more uplifting. And while I was looking through news stories, I actually got an idea for the Angry Feminist Book Club. I think it might be kind of fun to cover Britney Spears' new autobiography, The Woman in Me. Rolling Stone says across 275 pages, Spears goes deep on her 13-year conservatorship, parenthood, complex relationships with previous partners, and how her connection to music has been permanently altered. The day the book was released, Britney went to Instagram saying, "My story on my terms, at last." And now those of you who know me know how much I love an autobiography, and I think it would be kind of fun for all of us to read this together. I'm going to look into it a little bit more and make sure that it's something accessible for those of you who need to listen to an audiobook and make sure it's not too expensive, because I know newer books sometimes can be really, really pricey. So with all of that in consideration, let me know if you would want me to cover this book in November. I think it could be kind of fun. And I was still a little bit up in the air with a few different books. I'm going to do a poll on Instagram at some point, but also feel free to just send me a DM and let me know if you think that that would be a good book for us all to read. I grew up being such a big fan of Britney Spears and very vividly remember all of the tabloid drama and such during the 2000s and the downfall or whatever. So I would be really, really interested in reading this book no matter what, just to get her side of the story of everything. She really has had such a long and fascinating career. And I find Britney Spears in and of herself to be a very interesting person. And sometimes I still feel very worried for her. And so I'm wondering what this book can tell me about where she is now and how she feels about her past. And yeah, I worry about her. So maybe this is just my way of checking in on her to make sure she's doing all right. All right, everyone, that is all I have for you today. If you want to join the Angry Feminist Book Club and potentially read Britney Spears's The Woman in Me with the rest of us, you can go to patreon.com/angryneighborhoodfeminist or click the link in the show notes for Patreon. Also, I really want to sincerely ask for any listeners who have not yet left a review on Apple Podcasts to please go over and do so. I know most of you probably listen on Spotify, and I totally understand that because I listen to my podcast on Spotify, but it's actually so, so helpful if you leave an actual review on Apple Podcasts. So if you have an iPhone or a MacBook computer, so on and so forth, you should already have that podcast app downloaded, and you can go there, leave a 5-star review with a quick sentence about why you enjoy the show. That little sentence truly is so helpful in getting people to want to press play on one of these episodes, and it's so incredibly helpful for me. So thank you so much for all of your love and support. This is everything that I have for you today. With all of that being said, I encourage you to rage on. Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.